Lee Cantor here for another episode of Midtown Business Radio, and today we have Dan Popovic in the studio. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, Lee. How are you?
I am doing A-OK. We're here to talk about your company, See Me Compete. How are things in that world?
We are progressing rapidly. Not sure where should we start?
Well, why don't we start with the, I guess the obesity epidemic is almost solved now because of your your initiative that you got going on. Is that about right?
Well, the fitness events and communities are getting solved. We're working on it down the obesity epidemic as well. But we did a relaunch of our platform in July. Mm-hmm. So it's been, the new platform has been up for a month. And we're now working with the Georgia Municipal Association and the Tennessee Municipal League.
Oh, so you're now in Tennessee. You've expanded outside of Georgia. Congratulations.
We have. We're trying to conquer the Southeast now.
Because there's a few overweight people in that region, right?
There, mm-hmm. A little bit, yes.
So now, why don't you educate our listeners on to what exactly happens when you go to SeekMeCompete.com?
Perfect. I will do that. So it is a social media platform for endurance events where individuals can discover like-minded communities. These communities are running events, cycling, triathlons. And within these communities, there's events specific to communities going on that they can register for, like a 5K or a 10K.
And when you say communities, you mean municipalities? Or it could be even a smaller community like a run club?
Exactly. So we're kind of, what we're building out is the framework of what we are calling a mashup of, like, you're familiar with probably meetup.com, possibly.
Sure.
That's a great concept of community and forming meetups around like-minded interests.
Right.
So and, it, go ahead.
In this case, the interest is fitness or some sort of an physical.
Exactly.
Endurance event.
Exactly. And then we combine that with, enrollment. So you can actually enroll in these events directly through the community. And then there's gamification. And the gamification is what creates the engaging components with individuals.
And it keeps them coming back and they stay compliant in their whatever their exercise regimen is.
Right, right. And the reason we're working with GMA and Tennessee Municipal League is we're kind of replicating the success that we had with the Atlanta Beltline.
Right. That was where this kind of started, right?
Exactly. So we started the running series for the Atlanta Beltline end of 2010. The first race was in 2011, so this is hard to believe. It's our third year of the running series.
Right.
I can remember yesterday it seemed like we were just getting the committee set up.
Uh-huh. How many people participate?
So we've got, I'll answer, I'll give you two answers to that question. So typically, so we've got a couple of 5Ks, an 8K, and a 10K. Actually, an 8K is new this year to the running series.
An 8K?
An
wow.
8K.
That's a breakthrough.
And it's hilly. It's down in the Grant Park area, if people know where
right.
how hilly that is by the zoo. And we typically have about 600-700 runners at the 5Ks. 8K is too hard to say right now because it's new.
Right.
But that one's, I would imagine we're going to probably get over 500 because that's getting pretty popular. And the 10K is the big one. We expect about 2,000 runners this year. So it's really growing in popularity. Now, the community, as you said, how we got started with See Me Compete off of this and kind of validating the concept. So the online community for the Beltline Running Series has about 4,000 people in it. So they're kind of interacting with events and earning points, getting rewarded, staying healthy.
So now walk me through, like, say I live on the Beltline and I want to participate in this. Do I have to join an event to participate, or I can just go online and register?
So you join the community, so mm-hmm. the Beltline
so
community.
So that's the first step.
Right. That's typically the first step, or you're registering for the event at the same time. So mm-hmm. it can kind of happen simultaneously. Then you've got a profile.
Okay.
So now you share that with your friends if you want. You connect with friends. You form teams. That's been the thing that's been fun to watch. We've got probably about 60 teams that have formed in this community, from the Atlanta Police Department, Atlanta Fire Department, to running clubs, to Center for Disease Control. So it's fun.
So companies can do this. It could be like kind of a wellness program. If a company is situated near the Beltline, they can jump on and do it together.
Exactly. And that's what really made us realize that we're onto something bigger here and how we need to really build out this platform mm-hmm. that, CDC might have, or, CDC being an example, or a business might have a team in the Beltline community participating in the events, Beltline events and Atlanta events, but now they might want their own community for their employees and their family members.
Right.
So that's how we're building out this platform now and just really replicating the success that we had in Atlanta.
And you said that there's ways that you can, that there's a reason for me to go and update my activity. Does that mean my day-to-day activity? Like, oh, I went for a run today. Is that something I update, or is it only the events that I participate in?
So today it's the events. Long term, that's the goal, is mm-hmm. kind of the daily tracking. You know, we didn't want to create a daily tracking app or anything like that since there's a lot of those out there.
Right.
And obviously the limitations with things like that is you and I have to be on the same daily tracker to even communicate or challenge each other.
Right.
Why not be on different daily tracking devices, communicate into our community that we belong to and share?
Right.
And challenge each other. So that's long-term, but to your point, today it's event-driven.
So how does the CDC employees benefit from all being part of the See Me Compete community?
Well, one of the cool things that they've got going on is this internal thing called a CIO Challenge. Mm-hmm. So they can kind of leverage this and track that against their internal CIO challenges.
Uh-huh.
So they're participating in these events, and they kind of see their participation rates, and I think at the end of their challenge, it's like a 6 or 8 week challenge, and whatever CIO I think has the most points of participation, you know, wins some sort of award.
And then so the company has their own internal thing that they're just using the See Me Compete as a way to keep track of everybody?
Well, and that's what we're building out. I mean, we don't have that in place today with the CDC. Uh-huh. I mean, CDC is a good example, but yes, that's what we're building out. We just landed an opportunity to work with the Georgia Department of Public Health yesterday. You know, and that's about 5,000 employees in the state of Georgia.
Right.
So that's how that's going to kind of work out, that we're creating a community for them. It might be a private community, since, you know, you and I would have to be an employee.
Right.
Or a family member of an employee. And, yeah, we identify the events throughout the state of Georgia within their community, and that's how that starts to evolve.
And that's so then it's not dependent on one event, like the Beltline event. It could be any event that they may participate in.
Right, exactly.
Now, when you were kind of explaining the value proposition to them, how did that conversation go?
That was an easy sale. No, I'm just kidding. that was exciting. They saw this as a way to socially connect their employees, you know, with events, create some fun social challenges, because now you can think about, you know, I can go online and create a challenge between floors, because they might have I think they're on one pretty large building downtown,
right.
And they might have a team that's for floor 12, a team for floor 13, you know, 11. Similar to, again, with the Beltline, how we have all these different teams.
Right, teams within teams, kind of.
Exactly.
Now, a lot of the cities have these kind of healthy lifestyle initiatives going on.
Yep.
So that you're trying to participate in that and be a player in that world?
We are trying to be that platform that brings that all together. So that's awesome that you said that, because like I said, GMA, we're working with GMA, Tennessee Municipal League. Every state has a municipal association who then represents all the cities in that state. And as you said, a lot of cities are putting on these initiatives on health and wellness and really trying to engage their community and businesses. Well, we've been able to effectively do that in Atlanta via the Beltline, and mm-hmm. so we're kind of replicating that model. So with GMA in Tennessee, we've actually created online communities for both of these organizations, and the teams are different. They're city-based teams. So, for example, yesterday we were talking with, like, the guys in Roswell. So mm-hmm. we set up a City of Roswell team. But the City of Roswell, being a good example, is they got so many phenomenal things going on. But how do I, as an individual in that community, really know when it's going on? And they saw this as a way to bring it all together, to socially connect it.
So all the events have a place in your platform.
Right.
And then now all these individuals that are part of that group have a place to find these events.
Exactly. Exactly.
How many, are there lots of events happening? In, like, I guess if you're not plugged in, you wouldn't know how many 5Ks are going on or 10Ks.
You know, I'm even plugged in too, and I don't know half the time either, because
right.
I find out about them after the fact.
But there's quite a few, aren't there?
There's about 30,000 events in this country, you know, scattered
wow.
between 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, triathlons, cycling events.
So you're doing all activities? Are you doing also like kind of the obstacle coursey kind of things as well?
Like the warrior dashes and stuff
right.
like that? Yeah, that's the long-term goal as well.
So you want to be that one-stop shop for any type of kind of event that's happening regarding physical fitness?
Right, right. We want to be that social media platform that brings all that connection point together and, you know, people socially share, have fun, track it.
Now, you mentioned there's some gamification elements of this. So how does that work?
So a few things are going on. So people earn points when they complete these events. And obviously, we know if you've registered and completed it.
Right.
You know, that's the great thing, where as opposed to, you know, you see a lot of these challenges out there where people are inputting their data. Well, you don't know truly if they may have did that or not, or maybe my dog took my Fitbit for a walk and I didn't.
Or my kids in there are going like this, you know, shaking it with their hand.
Or I'm driving. Wow. Or I'm driving.
Ran the marathon today, Dad. Look.
Exactly. So you earn points by completing a race, and the points vary based on the race distance. So this is another fun, challenging component. Now, we're building out some behavior modeling components to kind of create higher levels of engagement, because not every 5K or 10K are equal in capability. Sure, distance, but you got to throw in the elevation factor.
Right, or hills or things like that.
Exactly. So that will be another component as well. And then individuals can challenge themselves to their finishing times, or they can challenge friends to finishing times. So that's kind of the fun gaming component. And the great thing is, you and I might be totally different speeds and capabilities in a race, and that's fine. We're challenging each other to our finishing times, and if you win the challenge, you take points away from me, and those points are eventually redeemable for merchandise.
Oh, so you have sponsors that can kind of get involved and then, you know, do water bottles or clothing or things like that?
Absolutely, yep.
So are you looking for more sponsors right now, or do you have already a group of sponsors that are involved?
So I've got a group that are involved today, more so through with the Beltline community.
And because you already have that's an ongoing, and that's been going on for several years.
So. Exactly. And, you know, we've got some pretty sizable, pretty large partners that we're sponsors and partners that we're working with. And, you know, as we build out the framework and more communities and more participants and events, that's going to drive more sponsor opportunities for us. So, yeah, so we're looking to grow the sponsors as well.
So now, why don't we go back a little bit, and how did this idea bubble up, and how did you, I know you got involved in the Beltline early on, but how did you go from being involved in that to actually building out at this kind of high technology platform?
So, great question. Yeah, my background is, you know, coming out of corporate America, I've developed technology platforms in the past, but I tell people I'm an endurance athlete junkie.
Right, so you were a participant.
I was a participant.
Right.
Raced in hundreds of these events, and cycling is my forte and my background. But I also put these events on, well, obviously, hence the Atlanta Beltline. But before the Atlanta Beltline, I worked with a lot of nonprofits putting events on.
Putting on the charity fun run, 5K, or those kind of things.
Exactly. So when I got heavily involved in running and then putting these events on, I noticed that there didn't seem to be a platform one could engage with to really discover and know when events were occurring within their community. You know, certainly not a social way of doing that. You know, sharing those events that I might be going to with my friends, you know, tracking it, you know, setting goals, and then really getting rewarded for it. So, you know, that's kind of how the idea came about. I, you know, probably back in 09, 08 is just when I had the idea in my head. But then when I launched the running series for the Beltline.
So you were trying to kind of solve on that. That project.
Right, right. So I decided in, oh gosh, it was actually last year. It was late 2011, 2012, early 2012. I just decided, well, let's build a prototype and let's see.
Right.
Well, let's see if it sticks and where it goes. And it took off. And, you know, timing is everything. And with, obviously, as you mentioned earlier, there's so much focus in this country on health and wellness and the obesity epidemic that, you know, this was really hitting a big, you know, problem.
Now, especially for cities, that's why I guess the municipalities are involved, because they don't really probably have the infrastructure to build out this platform like you did.
Right.
And you can solve a problem for them. So it really is a good fit, and the timing is probably exactly right. Now, is the participant typically the active person like you? You said you're an endurance junkie. You participate in a lot of these things. But I would think, I mean, that's a small percentage of the overall population, where the more people are sedentary and are looking to start a program. Is there a place for them as well?
Absolutely. And that's actually who this was built for, you know, to be non-intimidating, to be socially engaging. And because those folks are, you know, that's why we took this community approach. People are about their community.
Right.
You know, people are about being about a part of a team. And, you know, events is kind of a fun way to kind of, you know, share in the day. So that's a great point, because this is who I built that for. Now, the folks like you mentioned, guys like me, that's kind of the low-hanging fruit. They get it.
Well, they seem to be the heavy users. Like, you participate in lots of 5Ks, where the sedentary person may just do one or two a year.
Right, right. And right, but and this is a cool way to kind of engage and grow that. And that's, and I've seen that with, you know, just new folks running in my Beltline events. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll get participants that have never run in a road race before because they see it's a race, the K, and they think it's a race.
Right.
Where they don't realize, you know, it's really your day and your social experience. And I've had so many of those at these races when they come out. They come up to the finish line. Now they may walk it, they may wog it, you know, walk jog, right. They may run it. Who knows? Whatever pace they want to be at, but they start getting close to that finish line, and all of a sudden they didn't realize it's timed.
Right.
That's the funny thing is, like, and then they're like, "Oh, I didn't realize it took me an hour to walk this. I'm going to come back and do another one."
I'll try to beat that by a minute or so. Right.
Exactly.
And also, I would think that it would fit into, if a person's sedentary and they get whatever their neighborhood's doing this, so they come along for the ride and they're just, you know, tolerating it at first. After a while, they realize it's fun and it's like you said, it's an event, it's a day out, and maybe the whole family's participating in different things at the event. And then they can really make this, especially if you have a platform that makes it where I can find the next one, that if all of a sudden I'm doing one every month and now all of a sudden now I'm not sedentary anymore, I have to kind of exercise a little bit to be able to complete this every time. And now I have an exercise program that's this loosely fit event-oriented exercise program.
Absolutely.
Are you seeing people do that where they start out at one and all of a sudden now they're doing multiple ones every, you know, couple months?
Yeah, we've started to see that growth. And what's fun about this is it's allowed us to do some really fun, unique programming too. You know, we do these unique challenges at all these events. So this year we created an active lifestyle challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like a Biggest Loser contest.
Right.
And it's participant driven. So the person that ends up with the most points, again, points being all the events, I've got 70 people that signed up just for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you really see the hardcore coming out of that. And there's a prize that comes out of it. So that goes back to your point that, yeah, these guys are, maybe last year they did two events. Now they're, every event we add to the community, they enter.
Right.
And it's fun and crazy to see how it's just exploding. But then, and then to your point, you know, we build upon the teams too. So we do these team challenges, neighborhood challenges. We did the Atlanta Police Department versus the Atlanta Fire Department.
So, right, so now they're competing against each other, but and the people participate because they don't want to let down the team, so they probably stay compliant a lot better.
Right, exactly.
Now, does it work for families as well, or like is there stuff for kids, or is this only adults?
So glad you brought that up too. It is today more of an adult version.
Mm-hmm.
Long term, our goal is to create a youth framework in association with this, because we are starting to see a lot more of these events focus on fun runs for kids,
right?
12 and under, you know, even USA Triathlon.
Right. I saw some kid triathlons.
Yep. Exactly.
Right.
The Southeast region, USA Triathlon is one of our customers and we're mm-hmm. building out a community for them. So that is long-term goals. We've actually created some mock-ups of it already. We just need a little funding to kind of get there.
So now your business is a technology business, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a community business. Are you looking for funding right now? Where are you in the stage of your growth?
So we are looking for funding. And what's funny is I've told a lot of folk, I mean, that's a full-time job.
Yeah, that's a job by itself. Right.
And my full-time job has been focused on really building out the platform, the story, and the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of managing that pipeline, and it's growing rapidly, which, you know, that's impacted my ability to fundraise. So I'm trying to work through those. So we've met slowly with some people about what we're doing.
Right.
So it's just a matter of really focusing a little bit more on that and getting some funds in so we can start to really advance this platform and then build out the kids framework like you had mentioned.
Right. It seems like that you already have happy customers. You already have kind of proof of concept in terms of the Beltline being so successful and it growing so rapidly over the last few years. and you're getting engagement with other state municipalities, I mean, or city municipalities, that must be super encouraging.
No, it is.
I mean, it validates at least the concept.
It validates it. It uncovers new opportunities that we should be going down. Absolutely.
So now, are you starting to see, you must be getting these success stories of people losing weight, and are you getting those kind of testimonials?
Yeah, we're getting some of those testimonials. What I've been doing is occasionally I'll write articles for like Atlanta Intel. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we talk about, you know, just the goals of people through the year. Have they met their goals? What are they doing? You know, stuff like that to just kind of share and encourage other people. So we haven't been spending as much time kind of going after, you know, the losing weight and stuff like that. We will at the end of the year, because part of this active lifestyle challenge, we actually did a body composition test at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to come back at the end of the year and do another
one. See how they did.
Exactly.
Right. Now, if you were talking to a municipality, how would you explain the benefits of how these kind of events and these running clubs can benefit a community?
Economic development, economic growth. Mm-hmm. You look at Augusta as a good example. They got the Ironman down there, and I think that's a $4 million economic impact.
Wow. You don't realize, I mean, you know, the person that isn't active doesn't realize what happens when you go to one of these events and
right.
several thousand people are there and their families and their fans, and they're cheering them on, and a lot of business takes place.
A lot of business takes place. Well, you got to look, too, that property values increase. You know, there's been studies about property being close to parks.
Really?
You know, school, you know, if you've got great school systems to connect kids to just walk to school, just the productivity levels mm-hmm. start to increase. So there's a lot of value that really comes out of this.
Now, the Beltline, that snakes through a lot of residential and business communities here downtown, or is it downtown? Where, how do they describe it?
Yeah, I would downtown, say pretty much sense. Downtown. It's a circle that goes around the city that touches about 40 different communities.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a few.
And it's not complete yet, right?
Correct.
But the parts that are complete where the events take place, are they seeing growth in terms of more businesses being around there and then around it, more homes being you know, occupied around there?
Yeah, you see a lot of that, especially in the old Fourth Ward.
Right.
Inman Park area. I mean, that's exploding. And then on a weekend to get out and walk, you know, it's a traffic jam.
But there's a lot of people out there, right?
It's great.
But you can stop and there's restaurants along the way. I mean,
yep.
It's a fun afternoon.
But, yeah, you see more things popping up. And, you know, one of the developments down there, Pont City Market, is set up this food market that I believe is, if it's not already, going to be open on Sundays. And who wouldn't want to be able to just walk somewhere and pick up some fresh tomatoes
right,
and walk
back,
home?
There
yeah.
you go. It's a whole healthy afternoon.
Exactly.
So now, what are you looking for right now? You mentioned some investors, but are you also looking for more municipalities, more corporate sponsors? What are you looking for?
So like I said, a little bit of investment, more municipalities, corporate sponsors. You know, so we've been really focused on, you know, hitting the different cities. So we're really trying to build out the GMA and Tennessee initiatives to start with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of heavy lifting in the beginning.
Right.
And then we think it'll be a little bit of a snowball effect with some of the other cities, because some cities are more advanced than others. So it's a matter of helping them understand how you kind of connect what they have in place. So you mm-hmm. don't want to recreate anything new,
right.
but just connect what's in place. And then for those cities that aren't, you know, help them build things. And it's fun to see the stories in these cities. And what's amazing to see, too, is a lot of these cities really are focused on their built environment and how to improve it, because they get the economic impact. And you know, one thing I tell folks, too, is, you know, when you think about individuals, like depending on what age range they might be in, you know, if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you want a community that you know, can walk in and walk around, bike around. That's kind of what I want as I, you know, get closer to retirement at some point in day.
So you're looking.
So we're
in
looking.
The market.
Yeah, yeah. So we reached out to South Carolina this week, and I'm aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I will pick the phone out and reach out to folks, and I'll call anybody. So we wanted to really get Georgia and Tennessee in a good position, because Tennessee, the governor of Tennessee last week on Tuesday announced a statewide health initiative.
Right, so that right there, you know that they have an interest.
Right, and so it's funny, so I was like, all right, well, I call the governor's office up probably the next day.
And you're like, who can I speak to?
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, look, I'm already doing this with the Tennessee Municipal League. Let's bring it all together.
Right.
So we're going up there Thursday morning to sit down and collaborate.
So they're open to having conversations.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good for you.
Well, they're bringing all the people together. It's just a matter now of what's the platform that creates all that connection. And that's what we're building out to really create those connections for everybody. And at the end of the day, you want people to discover community. So when I drive up to Nashville, it would be kind of cool to have a mobile alert. Hey, there's an event going on tonight or a run club tonight.
Right.
If you join it, you'll get X amount of points, which could lead to you visiting this restaurant in the area.
Right. So, or give them a whole weekend stay.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's how we're building out the framework and socially connecting these communities.
All right. So if somebody wanted to learn more, the website?
It's www.CasinCharlieMasonMaryESanEdwardCompete.com. So www.CMeCompete.com.
Well, thank you so much for being part of the show, Dan.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for having me.
We will see you all next week on Midtown Business Radio.